To start off this hour today is Richard Thompson. He's the artistic director for the History Theater. He is has more than 30 years of experience as a director, administrator, choreographer, drama teacher, performer. He can seeks to build on History Theater's important legacy of creating new and exciting work while exploring the history of Minnesota, the Midwest, and diverse American experience. He's kind enough today to join us to talk about not only the theater, but also a unique assignment, which is currently playing over at the History Theater until April 7th. Richard, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure here. Now, of course, you're over in St. Paul. There, right? Kind of towards the capital up there on the downtown side.
Right in the capital city, what can I say?
Beautiful. For people out there, because we do have a lot of theaters and sometimes people might not be aware of this, let's talk right from the get-go about the History Theater. What is the goal and the purpose of the History Theater?
Well, the goal and purpose of the History Theater is to tell plays and tell stories that are about history. Many theaters and, have plays that may be set in a period of time, but here we are talking about real stories, real events, real people. And so that is our mission, is to tell stories about history. And some of those, and most of those stories have to do with Minnesota history, but we also look beyond as well to really share stories about the American experience. So that's what we're about as far as what we do upon the stage. Behind the scenes, what we do is we look to hire as many playwrights as possible, because these stories that we tell about history aren't plays that you could normally just go to and pull off the bookshelf. So we have to create this work. So we're probably the biggest theater here in town when it comes to do original work, certainly that which is and directly associated with history. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do here.
Well, and it's got to be, how do you approach that in the sense being, is obviously, like you said, there's not a lot of pre-made plays or pre-written plays or established plays that probably apply to what your goal and focus is. So when you bring in a story like this, talk a little bit about that process, because, there's a lot of great stories. There's a lot of great stories history-wise that either funny, serious, political, quality of life growing up in Minnesota. How do you find the story and then say, you know what, there's something here. We can actually flesh this out into a full play.
Yeah, well, it's funny you ask that, because there's never one way that we go about it. Sometimes someone will just come in with an idea. They may have a relative or something like that. Sometimes it might be the author of a book. And we contact them and go, hey, this book, this seems interesting. Sometimes it's a playwright who comes in with an idea. Sometimes it might be something that myself or others think about and go, this should be a play. So it happens many, many different ways. My approach is all is for consideration. The other thing that we look at is it something that, audiences might be interested in hearing about? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it may be something that may not be so familiar to an audience, but we think, this is something that they should know about. How can we tell a story about that individual or about that event and make it interesting for an audience? So there's no one way that we go about it, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
There must be a bit of a screening process to make sure, because obviously, like I said, there's a lot of great stories out there. You don't have to add drama to there. It's, you don't have to enhance, it's there. But I imagine it sometimes is difficult because you want a story and you want to have a little punch and stuff like this. Talk about that process of saying, we want a good production here, but we don't want something that's so embellished that it kind of misses the point.
Absolutely. Well, as you say, there's lots of drama already in historical events. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we look to focus in is on who are the people that are involved in those events. Events don't happen without people, mm-hmm. So the first thing that we want to do is really tell the story so we understand what's behind the event. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a process that we go through that when it comes to plays, whether it's a play that someone has brought in, they've already worked on, or it's a work that we've commissioned, we have a workshop process, and we call it raw stages. And in that, what happens is a play is brought in, we get some professional actors, a dramaturg, a director, and they go through a whole process, 20 hours of workshop, to really look at that play, to flush it out, to see if it's the message and the story is clear. Mm-hmm. So thereafter, then we determine, all right, is this something that we should move forward with? So sometimes any play that one sees upon the stage here at History Theater may have taken 2 to 3, 4 years to develop, which is not unusual, because we want to make sure that the work is of quality, that the stories are good and interesting to an audience.
I would also say, too, and I know this from going to Fort Snelling, some of the historical societies out there, there is a plethora of actors in this town who seem to have this real love of history to go along with it. So I imagine for you, and I know Minneapolis-St. Paul has already got such a great actor community in it. So for you, I imagine it's got to be nice to have a lot of people here that love history and love acting. And so this is, okay, line up the buffet. Here we go.
That's so true. And we're really fortunate to have a community of actors like that, you know. For many of years, since going back to the 80s and 90s, per capita, we have more theaters in this community than they do in New York City.
Yep.
So that's quite incredible. And, you know, and having gone around the nation and worked and just traveled, what we have here is so special. And it does make for a great community of actors. But also, too, we have a great community of writers as well. Mm-hmm. With the Playwright Center being located here in this Twin Cities area, there are a lot of writers who are based here, who come here and do work and find out about this great theatrical community that we have. So for us at History Theater, where we're looking to create new work, it makes for a very good base to pull from as well. So, yeah.
I have a friend of mine, Eric Webster, is an actor here in town, did Tony and Tina's Over for many years. And he sort of said it's one of the two towns he's ever seen that you can actually make a living as an actor. And I said, that's a pretty amazing statement when you think about all the cities, that Minneapolis-St. Paul is one of them that you actually, the actors can survive being actors, which is great.
It's really wonderful. And as a result, you know, when we get the actors in the room, they're good workers. You know, they're not dissatisfied. And, you know, certainly, you know, acting can be a very challenging profession. But because there are so many opportunities for those who are members of the union, they actually get to spend all their time being an actor, not having to go work at Trader Joe's or some other place like that.
I can't do the show tonight. I've got a shift. Let's give people an idea of the process here. You've got the current production going on, A Unique Assignment. Talk about this. What is the story behind this play?
So the story behind this show, behind this play, is it looks at and examines that period of time when James Meredith looked to integrate and enroll at the at Ole Miss, mm-hmm. back in 1962, where the Minnesota connection comes in, which is very interesting. There's a young man who went to St. John's University, who participated in ROTC, went into the Army, and as a result of, you know, being a lieutenant in the Army, he was assigned to that Army unit that was to protect James Meredith at Ole Miss as he attempted to enroll there. So there's the connection. There's the Minnesota connection to this really big moment in American history. So the play looks at James Meredith, his reasons for doing it, and the security plan that this Minnesotan had to put in place to protect him.
I'll ask the question, was there like a field trip? I imagine that to understand this story, I mean, and obviously you talk about playwrights, and there's a lot of great playwrights that have thick, rich, you know, resumes of writing and stuff, and they've had this. I imagine that you had to get some level of perspective from that Southern, that Ole Miss side of it, because it's one thing for us to talk about it here. I can only imagine being sent down there and realizing the importance of what you're about to do and how many people don't want you to do it, as whether it's the individual going to school there or the guardsman protecting that student.
Hear, hear. Well, in the case of Mr. James Meredith, he was quite clear on what he was doing. You know, there were a lot of national civil rights organizations that recommended that he not even pursue this angle of being, you know, of enrolling himself. But he was very clear on what he wanted to do, so he went ahead with it anyway. Mm-hmm. It certainly shocked the federal government, because we know that Robert Kennedy and John F. said, "What are you doing? Oh, no, oh, no, no, we've got to get some protection in there." For Henry Gallagher, it was a unique, you know, assignment, as it were. He really didn't know quite what he was getting into. And as a result of being down there and seeing the circumstances, in the end, it changed his perspective on the world in general. Mm-hmm. Before going down there as an Army lieutenant, 2 years before that, he had hitchhiked through the South and really didn't realize what the differences in politics down there at that time and in culture. Because he was just going through there having a good time as he hitchhiked. However, going down there representing the federal government, he found himself in a very different situation, to say the least.
I can appreciate that as a person that lived in the South. You know, it's kind of one of those things that when it gets pointed out to you, you cannot not see it anymore. You see it everywhere, but until you have it pointed out to you, it's a deceptive veil that's drawn over the entire South, and it still is there today. And it's still being addressed. But you know, it's an incredibly brave, you know, story that you're telling here. By the way, we should mention you directed this play.
I did, yes. I had the pleasure of doing so. And it's written by Mr. Harrison David Rivers, who did a lot of research, you know. He read Henry Gallagher's book. He read several books written by James Meredith to find out and understand both of their perspectives and situation. And he's put together a great, great play, I have to say.
It is currently running. I want to make sure I mention this. It's currently running until April 7th at the History Theater. Tickets are available. HistoryTheater.com, that's where people can find the information about the shows, right?
That's correct, yes. And they can also call this number, 651-292-4323, for tickets as well.
651-292-4323. I also, if I can, you have a show coming up here in late June. I wanted to mention this because this, once again, falls right into, as you were discussing, good stories here that are from Minnesota, developing them out and getting them on the stage. Talk a little bit about the play Glensheen that you're going to have in June.
Well, Glensheen's a favorite here at History Theater. In fact, it's a musical. It's not just a straight play. Written by Mr. Jeffrey Hatcher, who is a playwright known across the country, done great work, done screenplays as well, and composed by Mr. Chan Poling. Some people know him from
Suburbs.
Back in the day. There you go.
The
exactly.
Suburbs. I know, Chan.
That's right. That's right. That's right. For those of us old enough, we remember going to the clubs and checking them out.
Still the best T-shirt ever made, man. Still the best one.
That's right. So Mr. Hatcher and Mr. Poling have put together this musical called Glensheen, and it looks at what happened up at Glensheen back in the day when the heiress was killed, and we still to this day don't know exactly who did it because no one was ever found guilty for doing so. So this musical examines that story. It's delightful. It's a production that we've done a number of years here. We bring it back occasionally because folks love it so much. It's really, really a good show.
All right, and that's, once again, if you want to see this, if you're a fan of that one, June 20th to July 14th, that's at the History Theater. You can get tickets for, can you get tickets for that now?
You can call in right now. They're sitting at the box office right now. If you want to see that one, call in now.
Oh, and you do. That's, you know, obviously, you want to get your tickets for that as soon as you possibly can. Go over there once again, and once again, the current show that's going on, A Unique Assignment, on the stage at the History Theater, and this one runs until April 7th. And then for the full schedule, once again, historytheater.com, they have the full schedule there. You can get, I am presuming as well, and I will encourage this every time because I think this is one of the best things you can do. Get seasons. Get the season. You guys got season tickets, right?
We got season tickets. We're going to make an announcement about our next season in about 2 or 3 weeks. And at that time, season tickets will go on sale. We've got a great lineup for next season. I can't tell you what it is just yet. Right. But given the history of the History Theater, you know they're going to be good shows.
Richard Thompson, a artistic director and director over at the History Theater, kind enough to take some time with us today. Richard, an absolute pleasure. Anytime you want to, you come on back. By all means, my show is yours.
Give me a call. I'm ready.
Richard Thompson from the History Theater. Let's take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on your Tuesday.